Emotions are assumed to be the weapon System 1 uses to direct us and force us to act quickly. It mediates risk avoidance far more effectively than our cognitive system. Indeed, neurobiologists who have studied the emotional system show how it often reacts to the presence of danger long before we are consciously aware of it. We experience fear and start reacting a few milliseconds before we realize that we are facing a snake. Much of the trouble with human nature resides in our inability to use much of System 2, or to use it in a prolonged way without having to take a long beach vacation. In addition, we often just forget to use it. Beware the brain. Note that neurobiologists make, roughly, a similar distinction to that between System 1 and System 2, except that they operate along anatomical lines. Their distinction differentiates between parts of the brain: the cortical part, which we are supposed to use for thinking, and which distinguishes us from other animals, and the fast-reacting limbic brain, which is the center of emotions, and which we share with other mammals. As a skeptical empiricist, I do not want to be the turkey, so I don't want to focus solely on specific organs in the brain, since we don't observe brain functions very well. Some people try to identify what are called the neural correlates of, say, decision-making, or more aggressively, the neural substrates of, say, memory. The brain might be more complicated machinery than we think. Its anatomy has fooled us repeatedly in the past. We can, however, assess regularities by running precise and thorough experiments on how people react under certain conditions and keep a tally of what we see. For an example that justifies skepticism about unconditional reliance on neurobiology and vindicates the ideas of the empirical school of medicine to which Sextus belonged, let's consider the intelligence of birds. I kept reading in various texts that the cortex is where animals do their thinking, and that the creatures with the largest cortex have the highest intelligence. We humans have the largest cortex, followed by bank executives, dolphins, and our cousins the apes. Well, it turns out that some birds, such as parrots, have a high level of intelligence, equivalent to that of dolphins, but that the intelligence of birds correlates with the size of another part of the brain, called the hyperstriatum. So neurobiology, with its attribute of hard science, can sometimes, though not always, fool you into a platonified, reductive statement. I am amazed that the empirics, skeptical about links between anatomy and function, had such insight. No wonder their school played a very small part in intellectual history. As a skeptical empiricist, I prefer the experiments of empirical psychology to the theories-based MRI scans of neurobiologists, even if the former appear less scientific to the public.